Katie's been keeping a secret from everyone on the show for quite some time. And we still don't know what it is, and quite frankly, we're hurt. But
well, it hasn't stopped certain members of the show from guessing very hurtful things.
What are some examples of Jason Goodman's guesses? And I know people on social media have been guessing. Some are nice and some are not so nice.
Let me just go ahead and go to the thread, the text thread here. And when we said that I had a secret, and which I've been keeping for about 2 months now, said to Jared, by the way, I'd like to go ahead and share it with you now because I'm allowed to. And he didn't have a clue. He doesn't have a clue. And so then somehow or another, Jason just begins guessing all of the most hurtful things. For example, he goes, definitely pregnant.
How is that hurtful?
Well, I mean, you know the things that I've been doing recently. I went to wine country.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dueling piano bars.
Yeah.
I would.
That you don't think that stopped me? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? I didn't know if it was confirmed the pregnancy or not until after you got back from drinking all that wine.
Right. Okay.
Well, and also, it could be a cover. We didn't see you. We don't have videos of you drinking.
That's true.
That's a great cover.
You would have no idea.
And she still would have a good time just being there with her friends.
Yeah, because I would be away and I would be enjoying beautiful country
before
and seeing wine.
You did
get sick.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is a good point,
Matt. But
morning sickness.
That's not it. But then Jason doesn't stop. I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
That's off the table. I am not pregnant.
Sad.
I mean, there's still time. But I am not currently pregnant.
Okay.
Jason then wrote separation.
Well, all of us, but me and Jared,
and misery loves company. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you,
we have been talking a lot about separation and divorce. And
for
so
the record, I would be devastated if you were separated.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because their relationship appears to be perfect.
No, even for Jason and Carol, and Jason and I don't get along all the time. We get along, I think, a lot better than years ago because we used to fight all the time. Even some people said we miss when you guys used to scream at each other every day on there. I'm like, I don't miss that.
Okay, yeah, no, we don't. Not one bit.
Heart
Nobody
attack.
Does.
Not one single bit.
And so we're friends, but it's like, I didn't like it. I was like, I hope you guys get back together.
Yeah, so separation off the table.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Oh, dang
it's not the separation. Then Jason goes on to say, oh, I know what it is. An affair. Oh, my God.
And he's just accepting the affair and not getting separated.
No, I'm not having an affair.
My other one was possible rehab.
Well, you didn't say that. You did not say that.
I processed that last night.
Okay. All right. My big secret is that I was invited by Tanger Center to go to the Tony Awards in New York City on June 8th.
That's awesome.
The Tony Awards.
Ben is having his best life 3 weekends in a row without you.
Wow. He is loving it.
I'm jealous, low-key jealous, but I'm also, that's very exciting for you.
I am so happy.
That's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It literally is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Where are you going to be sitting? Because usually they pan to the famous celebrities, don't they? Are you going to?
I mean, my understanding is we are walking the red carpet.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
They're going to stop and take pictures of you?
I mean, I don't know. They're probably going to be like, oh, we don't know who that is, and then move along.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's behind you. Could you hurry?
Could you move out of the way?
Ma'am, you cannot sell your charcuterie boards on the red carpet.
What? I should make cards. I should do that. But yeah, so my understanding is that we get to walk the red carpet and we get to go to the actual awards. My God, the anxiety that I have had because I've known about this for about 2 months, I would say.
It. See these secrets.
I wasn't allowed to say anything because it might not have been confirmed. So our good friends at Tanger said, every year we put in for some tickets and, we get them, but we might not, and so you don't want to make all the plans and then say, oh, and by the way, we didn't get, the tickets that we requested. So they just were confirmed. And so then I was allowed to tell everybody.
Are
so
you
I've been dying.
Wear a risque dress like a lot of the big celebrities do.
I'm going to wear a dress. I don't have a dress yet. So I'm freaking out a little bit.
Sure, Ben's excited about that.
Well, listen, this is the Tony Awards. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Cynthia Erivo is the host from Wicked.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
She is the host of the Tony Awards this year. And also, it was just announced that the OG cast, the original cast of Hamilton, is performing during the Tony Awards.
Right. And for people not familiar with the Tony Awards, and that's amazing.
Broadway.
It's not like awards for like mafia movies. Or
no.
This is Broadway.
Yes. Who makes the best pizza?
Yes.
It's correct. The Tony Awards.
The Tonys.
It's a good pizza.
Fun fact, because I've been doing lots of deep dives on the Tony Awards just to like get up on, you know, to really know. Named after Antoinette Perry, who was a director and actress and singer. I mean, she did it all. And they created these awards for her, I think, in 1946. I could be wrong.
The whole time I thought it was named after a dude.
Nope, Tony. Antoinette. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm pumped.
So
I cannot wait.
Lin-Manuel Miranda will be there.
He will be there. Performing.
I know there's a slim chance, and I know if you had the opportunity, it would be for you to get a video for yourself. Mm-hmm. If you do get a video, if you can just say, can you say hi to Ava? She's obsessed and has been for 10 years.
Let me just tell you something. I am going to be stalking, I mean, like in a good, respectful kind of way.
Please don't ban me.
Tanger Center, please, if you're listening. In a very respectful way. But I am going to be so starstruck that I'm going to try to get selfies as many as I can. I don't even know if that's allowed.
Right.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna, like, I know that I'll see them on the red carpet. I know I'm going to see them obviously performing. I don't even know if I'm allowed to have my phone in there. I have no idea. None.
Well, one thing I know about our friends at Tanger is they will stalk right beside you.
Yes.
That's good.
That is
they
true.
They will go and stalk any Broadway show. They'll go out back. They'll go behind. They'll do what Jason Goodman does to Frankie Valli. They will hide in a dumpster. Broadway stars.
I am not above hiding in a dumpster in my ballroom gown, whatever that may be. But I've heard that, I mean, and if you've ever watched, which I'm sure that you all have tuned in at some point, that, I mean, it's all sorts of celebrities come out. Yeah. Celebrities supporting other celebrities. Real housewives are going to be there.
Are you going to get one of those bags that are worth $100,000 sometimes?
Probably not. I'm sure those are probably for the, like,
celebrities.
Yeah, the real
deal.
What
if you do?
I'm going to bring it right here and share it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Share it. Yeah.
And the good news is that as soon, so it's Sunday evening. The awards show is on Sunday evening. So Monday, I will not be here. However, I will call in and I'll give a full recap of all the things and all the people and all the celebrities that I stalked while I was there.
Please send us photos because my daughter watches every year and she's going to be obsessed with the fact that you're there. She's going to be so jealous.
I'm going to be, I don't want to be attached to my phone in a bad way, but I'm going to be attached to my phone in a good way so I get, I document it all.
Wow, that's awesome. Must be nice. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
he got all his things in there. Must be nice. Good for you. How
I'm
awesome.
Excited for you.
And I think it's okay to, you can be jealous in a good way.
Yes.
I think I can see how awesome it is that you're going. I mean,
let's face it. If one of us were going and not Katie, she would be derogatory as hell.
I would not.
If I was going,
I would be very jealous. I would be, but I would also be like, this is gold.
Well, good.
This is gold.
It is.
You know? It's
amazing.
Because, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I'm nervous. I'm like actually very nervous.
Yeah,
I believe you.
You've got the stars of Wicked and Hamilton and man.
All the things and the nominations this year, Buena Vista Social Club. There's one that's called Mincemeat, which I just like the name of it. I'm not 100%. It's like I think it's World War II. Mm-hmm. But I just am very excited. Darren Criss, who is in High School Musical and a bunch of other things, is in the star of one of the nominated Broadway shows. So I'm very excited about seeing that. It's just like the people that
Denzel might
you
be
see
there.
Everywhere. George Clooney could be there.
Because Denzel was just in a play.
Yeah.
Where did you say the location was? What theater?
Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, wow.
In New York City. And then I'm not sure. That's the other thing. The after party. We get to go to the after party.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
And I'm really going to have to take it easy on the cocktails.
No.
Although I think it will give me liquid courage to go up to all the celebrities.
Yes. And you should go up to like Cynthia Erivo from Wicked and be like, hey, can I sing a song for you from Wicked?
Right.
That'd be great if you could be there.
She'll probably be like, never heard this before.
Like, arrest her.
Mm-hmm.